Hi, I'm Mike Smith for filmbook.com, and this is my audio podcast review of Season 1, Episode 10 of Gotham, Lovecraft, written by Rebecca Dameron and directed by Guy Ferland. I'll give Lovecraft, the mid-season finale of Gotham's first season, some credit. It manages to mostly be a pretty fun episode of TV, and if the show can follow its example, maybe there's hope for Gotham after all. Lovecraft succeeds by pretty much focusing entirely on one story and integrating most of its characters to fit that story. This time around, assassins broke into Wayne Manor and Selina and Bruce made a run for it. Alfred, after a surprisingly cool fight scene, is on a mission to find them. Alfred gets paired up with Bullock, and the two of them together are immediately more entertaining than Bullock and Gordon, so much so that it's a little sad. I would much rather watch a show with Alfred interrogating suspects and solving crimes on a regular basis. That was fun, and the two display charisma and chemistry to spare. Gordon's still just an empty vessel, and I believe Ben McKenzie can do better, but still, his character is bland, and he mostly just reacts to things rather than make things happen. The Selina and Bruce scenes are a little less painful this time around. They're still not great, but putting them in danger makes them a little more interesting. There's an immediacy to their plot in this episode that wasn't present before. We also see a new set of Gotham that Selina is privy to, a sort of underground market for kids in the street. Here we see Ivy Pepper from the pilot again, and we get a little more of what it's like for Selina living on the street. Of course, Bruce is saved in a climactic action scene while Selina slips away, and everything goes back to normal. But with one major difference, the mayor reassigns Gordon to Arkham Asylum. I'm sure this won't last long, but it should be fun to see the asylum from the inside, and there's a lot of potential for a reworking of the show there. Let's hope the midseason break is enough to make Gotham a show worth watching. Anyway, that does it for me. Thank you for listening to Gotham City's podcast. I'm Mike Smith. If you're listening to this review via our podcast on iTunes, please subscribe to our podcast, rate it, and take a moment to give us a review. For more of my thoughts on Gotham and other films and TV shows, check out my work at filmbook.com or follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/msmithfilmblog. Hope to see you soon, citizens of Gotham.